PCJ Radio International presents the longest-running international show, The Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perron.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome again to another edition of the program. It's very nice to have you with us. Today, we continue our European tour. This week, we're in the city of Amsterdam. Now, there's going to be a special emphasis this week on street musicians, because for the time that I spent in Amsterdam, there was almost a street musician at every corner. We're going to take a listen to a few of them. Now, we are listening to some street musicians right now, and you're saying to yourself, wait a second, I thought you played Dutch barrel organ music. Don't worry, we have a nice medley of one of the Amsterdam barrel organs coming up on the program today. Now, one thing, of course, that Amsterdam is known for is canals. So, we're going to have our good friend Tom Meijer singing about the canals of Amsterdam.
Er staat een huis aan de gracht in Oud-Amsterdam. Waar ik als jongen vannacht bij grootvader kwam. Nu zit een vreemde meneer in het kamertje voor. En ook die heerlijke zolder werd een kantoor.
Alleen de
Amsterdam vult mijn gedachten als de mooiste stad van het land. Al die Amsterdamse mensen, al die lichtjes 's avonds laat op het plein. Niemand kan zich beter wensen dan een Amsterdammer te zijn.
Heb veel gereisd en al vroeg de wereld gezien. En nimmer kreeg ik genoeg van reizen nadien. Maar ergens bleef er een sterk verlangen in mij. Naar Hollands kust en de stad aan Amstel en IJ.
Amsterdam vult mijn gedachten als de mooiste stad van het land. Al die Amsterdamse mensen, al die lichtjes 's avonds laat op het plein. Niemand kan zich beter wensen dan een Amsterdammer te zijn.
Tom Meijer singing about the canals of Amsterdam, a very iconic image from the city. Well, after arriving at Amsterdam, after a long train journey from Paris, and by the way, I should mention that next week the program is in Paris, one of the first things I decided to do after disembarking from the train was find a cafe. Now, I should stress a cafe, not the other kind of cafes that Amsterdam is well known for. Just a short walk from the central station in Amsterdam, through one of the little alleyways, I came across a nice little cafe called, just that, The Amsterdam. It is a cafe that recently opened and has a mixture of, well, almost anything you can find. When speaking to the waitress and deciding what to order, it was a very difficult choice. Now, I hadn't eaten much for breakfast that day, so I decided to have a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a little bit of this and a little bit of that with a coffee to go with it. The decor in the cafe is quite interesting. It's a mixture of very old Dutch traditional furniture, of course, some Delft hanging on the walls, and some old pictures of Amsterdam taken around 100 years ago. Now, the cafe was packed. It was packed. And they did have a balcony, a very small balcony. And the tables were also very small itself. The tables were not what you would call traditional type tables. The tables were, well, you know, packing crates, wooden packing crates that were on their side. There was about four of them. The chairs were also packing crates with cushions. Now, the view was actually a quite interesting one. Now, if you ever look at a map of Amsterdam, you see that the canals all kind of go in a moon shape. And they're all sort of half circular. And of course, you can't get lost there. You just follow one of the canals and then go downward and you get to Central Station right away. But anyway, along with the major canals, you also have smaller canals that feed to the other ones. So there's one of these smaller canals, and at one side was a small port with all kinds of vessels, all kinds, small, big, motorized, and rowing. So if you wanted to leave that area to go to one of the canals, you had to pass through this little smaller canal to go to one of the larger ones. It was interesting because, as I said, there were ships of all shapes and sizes. There were rowboats. Most of them were motorized. Some of them had two people. And inside, you can see people having their shopping for the day in bags and probably heading off home. There were also larger ones. And these were, I have to say, my favorite ones. Probably with about 20, 25 people on them. With a drinks cart. Yes, a drinks cart. When it was going by, I can see champagne. I can see white wine. I can see red wine. I can see vodka. I can see gin, whiskey. Also beer, and there was music playing. So these would come by, and then they would look up at this little balcony. And the reason why they would look up at this little balcony, because after leaving the cafe, I went to a bridge where the boats that are leaving this little port have to go under to go into this canal. And I can understand why people would look at it, because it was so incredibly small. And there were, of course, a lot of people outside, and I think they were wondering, ooh, that seems interesting. It was. It definitely, definitely was. Now, last week on the program, we were in Berlin. We were in Alexanderplatz, which was once located in the former GDR, the German Democratic Republic. It was also known as East Berlin. And I did spend a bit of time last week on the program talking about the street musicians that you can find in Alexanderplatz. Amsterdam, on the other hand, it's literally all over the city center. Now, at Alexanderplatz, most of the street musicians are in the main area. But in Amsterdam, it doesn't matter where you walk, you will come across street musicians of all kinds. At the beginning of the program, we heard some traditional klezmer music played by a small orchestra. And klezmer music, that was just one thing. There were so many different types. Now, last week I mentioned a musician by the name of, and here's his name, Percussion Santos, who plays a homemade didgeridoo made out of PVC plumbing. Well, in Amsterdam, I came across somebody who probably raided the kitchen. He was playing with pots and pans, all kinds of cooking things that you would find in the kitchen, including a couple of Chinese woks. And it was interesting because it wasn't just in one little area. He actually spread it out. So you had all these pots and pans turned upside down. And it probably stretched around 6 meters. And he was playing and he would get up and play at one end, play at the other end, play in the middle, and then go back and forth to the three different sections. It was rather interesting to watch. And this is what it sounded like.
Thank you.
Drummer's name, by the way, is Dario Rossi, and as I said, it was almost as if he raided somebody's kitchen, stole all their pots and pans and woks and plastic containers, turned them upside down, and made his own drum kit. Now, as I said, the kind of music that you can hear from the street musicians in Amsterdam is quite varied. And one of the musicians that I did come across, three blocks away from Central Station, was playing a very well-known song. Everybody knows it as Hotel California, that was made popular by the Eagles. He wasn't singing it, but he was playing it on a flamenco guitar. So it really is mixing two different styles of music altogether. And he is, well, he's originally from Spain, and he's been living in the Netherlands now for a good number of years, and also plays in his own band, but he plays on the street to make some extra money. His name is Yeddy Martinez, and here he is, Hotel California, played in a flamenco style. Yeddy Martinez, one of the wonderful street musicians in Amsterdam. He is originally from Spain and has called Amsterdam his home for a number of years. And he was playing the Eagles' hit, Hotel California, on a flamenco guitar. Now, when you're walking around the city, especially on a beautiful day like it was, there are street musicians literally everywhere, in front of the Central Station, and many more in front of the Royal Palace and what used to be the old post office. There's also a number of street performers, jugglers, unicyclists, even people performing outdoor theater and mime and everything. It is incredibly, incredibly vibrant. But musically, it's almost as if you went to a CD shop and said to the proprietor, I'd like to buy a CD with every music imaginable. Well, he'd probably look at you very oddly because, well, there is to some extent, but not every form of music. But there was music from Nigeria, Kenya, South Africa, Latin America, Indonesia, India, Germany, Holland, the UK, and so many other places. There are also a number of British buskers, which is the name for a street musician that go to Amsterdam. And I was speaking to them, and they were all from London. And I said, well, why do you come here to perform and not in London? And they said, well, actually, we can make more money in Amsterdam. Now, the average street musician per day, depending, of course, on how good they are, could make anywhere up to 100 euros a day, which is actually not that bad for a few hours' work. Some, however, do make more. There are also string quartets, and even some occasionally, but members from the orchestra, the Concertgebouw in Amsterdam, will perform in the street for the hell of it, you know, for the hell of it. As I was leaving the musician who we just heard, I came across a jazz duo, saxophone and bass. And here they are playing Summertime. Two jazz musicians whose names I didn't get, but they were playing the standard Summertime, and that was recorded on the streets in Amsterdam on my recent travels. You are listening to a special edition of Happy Station coming to you from PCJ Radio International. This week, we're in the city of Amsterdam. Now, before we continue, I want to tell you about some special programs, that is, outside of our normal schedule, that are going to be targeted towards listeners in Europe and Southeast Asia. They will begin November the 14th. The transmission time will be from 9 to 10 hours UTC. That's 9 to 10 hours UTC on the frequency of 17825 kilohertz. That's 17825 kilohertz. These are going to be weekly broadcasts right until the end of December. And I'll run down the program schedule for it. November the 14th, a program called Say It With Music. November the 21st, call it Ukraine. November 28th, Rockin' with Raoul. December the 5th, Classics with the late David Monson. December the 12th, a special edition of Jazz for the Asking. December the 19th, a special one-hour documentary looking at broadcasting in Europe during World War II. And then on December the 26th, a special listeners program that'll be dedicated to all those who write in and will be reading some of your comments on the air. Now, to find the full schedule to it, it's very easy. Just go to our website, www.pcjmedia.com. Once again, www.pcjmedia.com. Now, we are, of course, taking a listen to music from the street. Yes, street musicians in Amsterdam on today's program while we visit that historic city. And you're probably saying to yourself, Keith, you're almost 30 minutes into the program and there hasn't been any Dutch barrel organ music. Well, it is true, the Dutch barrel organ is another symbol of Amsterdam. Oddly enough, there weren't as many this time as when I first visited the city almost 25 years ago. But I did come across one near the Royal Palace. In fact, it was just behind the Royal Palace, playing in one of the alleyways. Now, you know, what is interesting about the barrel organ is there are so many shapes and sizes. There are smaller ones, and then, of course, the larger ones. And the larger ones are loud. When I mean loud, they are loud. Because I can hear this off in the distance. It had been playing maybe, I don't know how long it was playing for, but it was playing obviously for quite some time because it took about 10-15 minutes to actually get to the spot where it was. That's how loud it was, especially in the narrow streets. The sound just bellows, you know, on and on. Anyway, I did manage to find it. So now, a medley of songs recorded live in Amsterdam of the Dutch barrel organ. Oh, Medley of songs played on the traditional Dutch barrel organ. Now, many of these instruments are, like I said, quite big. And there are, of course, two ways to play them. You can either crank a handle, which is on the back, but most of them today are run by electric motors. There are smaller ones, of course, that you still do crank by hands. Many years ago, a friend of mine from Taiwan, who is a journalist, was based in Amsterdam for 3 years. And when they went to the city and were looking for an apartment, they found a place and they went, oh, it's very traditionally Dutch. We can hear some barrel organ music. And, you know, it was a very nice thing. So they moved into this apartment. Well, what they didn't realize until a few days later is that the reason why they heard Dutch barrel organ music, it's because they lived right below, a few doors over, a repair shop for barrel organs. Well, let's just say the novelty did wear off after a while and they did end up moving. The barrel organ, of course, it does have a very lovely sound in short doses. But of course, when it's anything longer than that, I can understand why it may drive you a little bonkers. But anyway, yeah, they did move. And they did tell me that when they moved, they found out later on that most people will stay in those apartments for about a year before they move somewhere else. No surprise. I don't think I would personally be able to live near a barrel organ shop or a barrel organ repair shop. Now, there are, of course, a number of ways to see Amsterdam. Either you can hire one of the canal taxis and go by boat, or another way, of course, which is another iconic symbol of Amsterdam, well, not just Amsterdam, but of course the Netherlands, is by bicycle. There are a number of bicycle rental stations in the city, costing anywhere from 10 euros a day all the way up to 15 euros a day. And Amsterdam has a very good bicycle network. So if you're in the mood for it, pay 10 euros and you can have the bicycle for the day. Something that I saw this time that I didn't see the last time, the first time that I was there, was Segways. Now, if you don't know what a Segway is a two-wheeled device, and you stand on it, and it has a pole in the middle to move backwards or forwards and use it to steer. And there were tours of Amsterdam on Segways. Now, personally, myself, even though I had ridden a Segway before, I would say it was a little bit unsafe, you know. Best way, of course, is bicycle. And, of course, walking. Walking is also a very nice way to see the city as well. The first time I ever visited Amsterdam, I think one of the first things that I ever bought was an album. It was an LP that was put out by the Dutch Tourism Board. It was called Songs of Holland. And we're going to listen to one of the tracks from that album right now. It's Jaap Valkoff and his orchestra with the Freddie Dyke Singers. Freddie Dyke Singers. Are they named after the dykes? You know what I mean. The dykes that hold water. You know that, right? Here they are. Holland, my land by the sea. Valkoff Orchestra with the Freddie Dyke Singers and Holland, My Land by the Sea, from an album that was released many years ago by the Dutch Ministry of Tourism. You can actually find that album every now and again on internet websites for sale. It isn't too much, but it is an interesting collection of traditional Dutch songs. Now, this time, when I visited Amsterdam, I didn't have a chance to see them. But I did the first time, because they were performing at a small coffee house near Rembrandtsplein. It's a band that actually had a lot of international success. They toured the United Kingdom, the United States, and Canada when they were big. In fact, they were so big that Radio Nederland, the Dutch World Broadcasting System, even released a compilation album of many of their songs. The band is called... No. You're probably thinking I'm going to say Golden Earring, but no, it isn't. It's a band called The Nits, and this was a song that I remember hearing in Amsterdam many years ago, and even this time, there was a street musician and they were playing this song. But here they are, The Nits, the original band themselves, with a number called The Train.
Grey morning, I was walking home alone. Traffic lights in the falling rain, the unanswered phone. I was so sad and lonely on a lonesome avenue. So sad and lonely, what could I do? Strange hotel, I saw a photograph of you. You looked so sad and lonely on a lonesome avenue. So sad and lonely, what could I do? City where I live, the windows were like mirrors in the strain. Hey, what you doing with your life? Morning, I was walking home alone. Traffic lights in the falling rain, the unanswered phone. I was so sad and lonely on a lonesome avenue. So sad and lonely, what could I do? Once in a railway station, in a city where I live, the windows were like mirrors in the strain. Hey, what you doing your life.
The popular band from Amsterdam, The Nits, with The Train. Anyway, with that, we've come to the end of this special edition of Happy Station from PCJ Radio International. Next week, we will be in the city of Paris. Yes, the city of Paris. If you want to get in touch with us, please do. Our email address is pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. That's pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. We're going to leave you today with a band that has performed a number of times in Amsterdam and has been featured on Happy Station many times through the show's history. I'm speaking of the Dutch Swing College Band. Here they are with a recording from 1965 called How Come You Do Me Like You Do? So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Perrin wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.